From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has been declared winner of last week's election rerun with just over 98% of the vote amid an opposition boycott. Election Commission Chief Wafula Chebukati made the announcement Monday. Turnout for Thursday's poll, just under 39%. Mr. Kenyatta said this was a revalidation of the general will of the voters, but he conceded the result may face a constitutional test. While Kenyatta supporters celebrated, small protests broke out in opposition strongholds. Nairobi resident Peter Musundi called the election a nomination exercise for the ruling Jubilee Party, not an election that involved everyone. Dozens have been killed in election-related violence. The October vote was a rerun of the August 8 presidential ballot in which Mr. Kenyatta was also declared the winner, but the result was thrown out by the Supreme Court because of widespread irregularities. President Donald Trump Monday announced that U.S. Special Forces captured a suspect linked to an attack on the U.S. consulate in the Libyan city of Benghazi. He is identified as 46-year-old Mustafa El Imam, who is being transported to the U.S. to face charges, including murder, use of a firearm, and providing material support to terrorists. Four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens, died in the September 11, 2012 attack. The United States has pledged to back counterterrorism efforts by nations in Africa's Sahel region, the announcement made Monday by the U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. The joint force is the creation of Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger. This is VOA News. According to the state prosecutor, the dismissed head of Spain's Catalonia region, Carles Puigdemont, and other officials could face legal action, including charges of rebellion and sedition in the wake of their independence declaration. Mr. Puigdemont has sought legal advice in Belgium. Juan Maria Sentis, an official with the Workers' Commission Union, said his organization has no intention of calling for civil disobedience following the imposition of direct rule by Madrid. That's to be followed by elections scheduled December 21st. The political dispute erupted with a controversial independence referendum October 1st that the central government ruled was illegal. Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, was charged Monday with conspiring against the United States, money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges stem from his earlier role as a lobbyist on behalf of the Ukrainian government. A business associate, Rick Gates, was also indicted. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the charges coming out of the investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into allegations of Russian involvement in last year's election do not involve anyone at the White House. Mueller also disclosed that former Trump Foreign Affairs Advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty early this month to lying to federal agents in January about contacts with people who allegedly had close connections to senior Russian officials. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least five people, including a policeman, were killed in the eastern city of Goma Monday in clashes between security forces and protesters demanding that President Joseph Kabila step down. The country's election commission announced early this month that new elections cannot take place until April of 2019. The younger brother of former Burkina Faso President Blaise Compaoré has been released from French custody a day after he was detained in connection with the 1998 murder of investigative journalist Norbert Zongo. He had been looking into the murder of a driver for Francois Compaoré. Former world number one professional golfer Tiger Woods Monday announced he'll be making his return to competitive golf at the Hero World Challenge at Albany in the Bahamas in late November. The 41-year-old Woods continues to recover from his fourth back surgery in 3 years and has not played competitively for 9 months. His last victory was back in 2013. Once again, the hour's top story. Incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is declared winner of last week's election rerun with just over 98% of the vote amid an opposition boycott. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.